A leading climate scientist says Vanuatu's quest to hold polluters to account could lie before the International Court of Justice. Vanuatu's Foreign Minister Ralph Reginvanu last year said his government was considering legal action against fossil fuel corporations and countries. In September, Vanuatu invited legal experts from around the world to discuss possible avenues for the lawsuit. At the event was Columbia Law School professor Michael Gerard, who told Mackenzie Smith efforts are focused on the World Court.
The International Court of Justice could be asked to issue an advisory opinion that would, for example, clarify what are the obligations of the major emitting countries to current and future generations to make sure that the climate is livable, and particularly to make sure that the small island nations don't drown.
What would that mean in terms of the prospect of actual legal action taking place?
The International Court of Justice does not have enforcement power. It can't issue money damages or that kind of thing. However, its decisions are very influential in courts around the world. There are courts in several different countries that are now adjudicating the obligation of emitters in their own countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. A decision from the International Court of Justice could be quite powerful in influencing those domestic courts.
What kind of backing would Vanuatu need to push this forward?
In order to get in front of the International Court of Justice, it would be necessary to have a vote of the majority of the members present of the UN General Assembly. So it would need practically 100 countries to agree with it.
So does that seem like a bit of a long shot, maybe?
Numerous questions have been presented to the International Court of Justice by the UN General Assembly. Problem is that here several countries would actively oppose it, and that poses some obstacles. In 2013, the Republic of the Marshall Islands and Tuvalu wanted to get in front of the ICJ, but the U.S. actively opposed it. The U.S. is now perhaps less influential in global affairs than it was at that time, so it's not clear whether U.S. opposition would be as decisive as it was then.
What do you make of the prospects for other Pacific Island states wanting to engage in legal action to kind of fund their efforts against climate change? I mean, is there any hope there?
Well, the principal method that the small island states in the Pacific have been using to try to get funding for their efforts has been through the UN climate negotiations, trying to get what's called loss and damage, trying to get money to address the problems caused by climate change. Unfortunately, although there's been a lot of talk of loss and damage by the developing countries that would receive the money, none of the developed countries that would have to pay out the money have gone along with it. None of them have agreed to make these payments, and it can't be forced upon them. It would have to be by their consent.
That's climate scientist Professor Michael Gerard.